You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
In December 2006, a large number of bright tents appeared in the center of Paris, pitched side by side along the River Seine. The tents were funded by Doctors Without Borders and organized by a group called the Children of Don Quixote. As red tents, and these were organized for homeless people, spread throughout cities in France, the central government responded by developing a national housing program. Canada is now the only G8 country without a national housing strategy. And now the same red tents for the homeless are about to start appearing in our streets. The action was initiated by Pivot Legal Society and has won the support of a diverse group of organizations in Vancouver. Laura Stannard is with Citywide Housing Coalition, one of the partners in the campaign, and she joins me on the line this morning. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Adrienne.
Now, why did Citywide Housing join the campaign?
Well, you know, we started in the spring of 2007, and largely as a result of realizing that VANOC and the four partners for the Olympics were not going to meet their housing commitments. And so since then, since almost 3 years ago, we have been lobbying and marching and writing letters and screaming and pulling our hair out, basically, to try and get housing just even on the federal government's agenda, let alone a national housing program with teeth and that's funded permanently. So at this point, we're going to do anything we can. And the Pivot Red Tent action is going to be bright and, we hope, powerful.
What is it specifically about the campaign that appealed to you?
I think that it highlights each homeless person. A lot of times people who are homeless will seek to be out of the spotlight, and this gives them an opportunity to participate in a political action. And at the same time, it allows people to see that, you know, really and truly, you can't miss that we have homeless people living in the street.
I've seen the pictures from Paris of the tents lined up along both sides of the Seine, right through the middle of Paris, and it really is a very dramatic sight.
It is.
Where are the tents going to go in Vancouver?
Well, they'll go wherever people want them to go. And, you know, at this stage, it really remains to be seen whether people will be gathering in one specific area or several specific areas, or whether we'll just see them dotted along streets.
Now, I understand that people who are not homeless are also being invited to sleep in a tent for a night.
That's true.
And what is that about?
Well, I think it's just a way that people can show their support for the campaign and their... You know, everyone in Canada wants to end homelessness, and there's very little sometimes you feel like you can do to actually get it done. So this is one action people can take.
Now, the campaign is aimed specifically at the federal government. Why is that?
The federal government abandoned a commitment to house Canadians, and it started that in 1992 when the Mulroney government canceled the co-op housing program, you know, that brought thousands of units of cooperative housing across Canada and helped us be an international model for low-income housing. And then in 1993, the Chrétien government, after campaigning that they would bring back the co-op housing program, actually then axed the nonprofit program. And this had an even more profound effect, because up until that point, there were years when Vancouver was building 1,000 units. I think the average worked out to be about 800 units of social housing each year in Vancouver. And now we are not. And you can really see how that the end of those permanent programs caused homelessness in Vancouver. A lot of people don't realize that when you have permanent programs, architects and nonprofit developers in the city actually invest their own time and money in keeping proposals alive. When they know that there's going to be an allocation for units each year, and suppose they submit a proposal 1 year and it gets shortlisted, but it doesn't get approved, they'll actually keep that land. They'll keep tweaking that proposal, and sometimes they'll even start it through the development permit process at the city, because they know the next year, if it had been, it has a very good chance of getting funded. And that's how we managed to get the excellent social housing that we have that was built in the 70s and 80s.
Now, the Red Tent campaign is aimed at the federal government, but the effect is definitely being felt at a local level. How have Vancouver City councillors reacted to the prospect of Red Tents springing up throughout the city during the Olympics?
Well, I think initially one or two of them were a bit appalled at what it might look like. But I think their fears have been allayed. They realize this is in no way aimed at the city of Vancouver, because in fact the city of Vancouver has probably done more for homelessness and to end homelessness than any other municipality in BC. So their problem was whether or not these tents would conflict with the current city bylaws, and in fact they do, but that's because the current city bylaws haven't been brought up to speed with the recent Victoria Adams decision, which said that people do have a right to have a tent in a public place if there is no other available shelter. And as we know in Vancouver, all the shelters, including the four new, brand new heat shelters that the province decided to fund at the very end of December, and whose funding will be ending April 30th, along with three other of the heat shelters. All of those shelters, which are just mats, if you're lucky, on the floor, are full and operating beyond capacity.
Does the provincial government also share responsibility for the homelessness crisis?
Absolutely. In part because their programs have not been permanent. They've been piecemeal. They've been dealing, primarily as a Band-Aid for the homelessness that they definitely caused in 2001. When they canceled funding for, I think it was 1,100 units of self-contained social housing. And not only that, but the changes they made to welfare really contributed to homelessness. And that's something that can't be stated too often, is that homelessness, yes, is a lack of housing, but it's also due to a lack of income. And our welfare and disability and pension rates just don't come close to meeting the basic needs of a human being in this province.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Laura, and I'll give people more information about how they can support the campaign.
Well, thanks very much for the opportunity.
I've been speaking with Laura Stannard. She's with the Citywide Housing Coalition. And if you'd like to add your support to this campaign, you can do so in a number of ways. You can sponsor the purchase of a tent. You can spend a night in a tent. Or you can participate in a Red Tent Art Party and Community Potluck that's taking place today until 5. That's at 678 East Hastings. To find out more about the campaign and how to get involved, you can go to redtents.org.